St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. And a big shout out to the Meat Locker Recording Studio that has now produced a number of Grassy Award-winning songs. And it could be your next stop to get your music on the radio as well and produced. The Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. Hard to believe that we're up to the final Sunday in September already. My goodness, flipping the calendar to month number 10 of 2025 real quick. But we've got a great show for you tonight. We've got an old friend coming in to visit with us, and he's going to play live in the studio, and we're really excited about this. Isaac Cole will be in to visit with us and get us up to date on what he's been doing, and he's got some brand new material. In fact, he's promising an exclusive for us tonight, no less. But first up, let's get into some music for you, including the second single released by local band Maginat. And this is Butch Barr on lead vocals, rhythm guitar, Jeff Dunsmore lead guitar, Eric Crowley on bass, Thomas Wilbert on drums. You might remember a song we played for them, their debut, Another Life. And they've got a lot going on, and we've got a brand new tune from them called Splitter. And one of our guests from this past year, Jay Kreger, who's kind of a, I guess you could say, fully regional band covering the tri-state area. The Jay Kreger Band and a tune called Ain't Seen You. And then we'll sit down with Isaac Cole on the way. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget streaming, 977rocks.com. The show is always archived by midday Mondays for playback and future use. In fact, you can dig into the archive at 977rocks.com.
I've been running far too long down a South Side way. Just another rolling stone, so Hank would say. Seen the hustle and bustle of the city and some sleepy towns. Seen the bright lights of a country state slowly fade away. But I ain't seen you. Put in the town the other night. I've been out here chasing the eyes. Don't look like I made it very far. Paired up at some local bar. Smelled your perfume when she walked in. Took me right back home again. And I wish you were sitting next to me, singing all the shit I seen. But I ain't seen you. Seen this dream without your girl playing music to see in the world. But I ain't seen you. I ain't seen you. Girl, I ain't seen you. I've been looking to.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Broz's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Rose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back into our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. And this segment brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service. Stop by and get the Main Street blend. We just took some on a little excursion that we made and turned on a whole lot of people on the East Coast with and said, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to spend some time in good old Butler, Pennsylvania. Stop by one of the great four locations, and folks who support local music like this show. And we are very excited to visit with a gentleman that literally we have watched emerge and grow right before our very eyes, because I remember visiting with him, I don't know how many, feels like decades ago, when I think he was maybe 11 years old or somewhere thereabouts. Isaac Cole is in the studio. Do you remember that at all?
Oh, it's probably been around that amount of time. I mean, I'd probably say 15 years, wow. You know, yeah. Something around there.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's good to see you back in the studio here and back in Western PA.
Yes, it is very good to be back. I very much enjoy the time that I get to come back home and spend some time, you know, away from all the craziness that is life in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, it's good to get back to the valley here.
In the grind, you are down in the Nashville area, huh?
Very, very much
in
so.
The grind.
You could say that.
Yeah. We look forward to that episode.
Yes.
Well, you've been keeping busy. You've been touring around. You've been you've been playing with a couple of friends of yours for quite a while with your band.
I have.
Kind of playing music, still writing. And I mean, it seems like every once in a while we get here's another song from Isaac, and it goes into regular. Well, I mean, you're full on WBUT butt kicking country, as you should be, because when you first came around, and we alluded to this last week, you know, talking about the old Texaco or Colgate Country Showdown, you were an avid participant of that, and that was kind of when you were just starting to push this along, saying, this is what I want to do with my life, and here you are today.
Yeah. No, honestly, you know, it's been quite a long journey, even with how young I still am. I mean, I'm only 25 now. But it seems like my entire, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school education, being homeschooled all the way through has been centered around music, you know. And I feel like that almost makes high school and everything like that seem almost like college in a way, in its own sort of way, centered around music for me. You know, I'm about the time I turned 18, I just moved straight to Nashville, started writing, you know, and during high school, the thing that really helped me pursue songwriting was instead of doing like book reports or things like that, I would pick a topic and write a song about it.
Wow.
And then we would use that as, because almost anything can be used as scholastic material, mm-hmm. and be given a grade on, you know. So that was what I did with that. So moving to Nashville at 18 years old, freshly graduated, first thing I did was I just started hopping into rooms with anybody I could possibly get in with and just writing music. Fast forward a little bit from there, wound up getting a job at Dollywood for a while. I worked there in you know, a couple of their bands. And we've talked about this before on the show a while back. I had that accident that I had that rendered my left hand completely paralyzed for a while. You know, praise God, it all came back, you know, and I have zero issues with it now except for the occasional cramp, but you know, small price to pay for, you know, basically a full recovery. And then moved back to Nashville after working a few jobs during 2020 era. I wasn't really playing anywhere at that time. I was just trying to write and, you know, work wherever I could to make some money. I was a salesman. I was a forklift driver. You know, I moved back to Nashville. Didn't have a job, mind you. I was living out of a camper, actually. I had a 40-foot Keystone pull behind fifth wheel trailer, you know, that was my house. And moved to Lebanon, Tennessee, about half an hour outside of Nashville, 21. And I didn't have a job. I was just like, you know what? I couldn't find one. I'd been applying on like all those, you know, online apply things, you know, I couldn't find anything, you know, cause I couldn't just go and hope to find enough gigs to make money, you know. Mm-hmm. I had to at least start somewhere. But I was like, well, I got a little bit in the savings account. I'll just go and see how long I can make it. So I went. And, you know, I'd been praying about it too. You know, for anybody out there listens, I am a Christian. You know, I very strongly believe in God, and I was like, you know, I just have this feeling like I should just go and just trust whatever's going to happen. I think it was the very first day at this new campground that I'd been renting a spot from. I pulled in, got all my stuff set up, and I think it was the very first full day that I was there, a buddy of mine from Ohio that I used to go to Whitehall Church Camp with. I don't know if you guys know where Whitehall
is.
Yeah. I used to go to church camp there, and an old friend of mine, Luke, he would always have this trend where if I moved anywhere, he would make a trip, and we would call it the housewarming party, you know? And of course, in our older years, we would, you know, grab a case of something and come and have a little housewarming party kind of deal. And, you know, especially if it was a new place, I didn't have many friends at it, you know, he'd come down and be like, don't worry, I got you, buddy. You know, great friend. So he comes down and I'm literally out in this wooded area by the campground with an axe, just chopping some wood because we were going to have a fire. And this dude comes by in a pickup truck and he just drives straight through the trees. I'm a little confused. I'm looking at this guy and he pulls right up beside us. I was a little uneasy for a second. The guy just like comes up to us, you know, this new place. He looks at me. He's, "You're Isaac, right?"
Whoa.
I'm like, "Yes, sir. That'd be me." He goes, "Yeah, you just moved here. How long are you planning on staying? You live in here for now?" I'm like, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Okay, well, this is my campground. I own this place." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Like, I had a little heart attack there for a second. He goes, "Do you have a job?" I said, "No, sir, I don't have a job. I need one, you know." And he goes, "All right, well, you see all that construction equipment up there about, you know, 50, 100 yards away, you know." And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, I own all that too. I got a construction company. Meet me out there, like, next Monday. We'll get you started." So I was like, yeah, it was like a Friday or something. I'm like, "All right, great." You know, my buddy was just staying for the weekend. So that Monday, I show up out there, 7 o'clock in the morning, and he starts the whole thing of, you know, "How much of this do you know? How much of that do you know?" I said, "Well, I grew up on a farm in northwestern Pennsylvania, Emlinton to be specific. You know, I mean, I was driving a tractor before I even had a learner's permit. You know, like, I can figure it out if I don't know." You know, that's pretty much what we did. He took me out on job sites, and definitely in a construction crew, if anyone has never worked construction before, there is a lot of yelling to start. It is very militaristic. It's like if you don't get it right pretty quick, they're going to yell at you to make sure that you do get it right quickly. So it was a bit of a high-stress situation at first, but I ended up getting the hang of it. Wound up being the foreman of that company for a little bit. And on top of all that, working 5 days a week in a construction paving company, building entire driveways for people, heavy machinery, all this stuff. I'd get done with work usually around 3 to 6 o'clock, depending on the size of the job, you know, and how fast we work. And I would immediately shower, get into some nice artisty looking clothes, go into Nashville, play a writer's round somewhere and make more connections, write with people. I mean, it was nonstop, up late, up early in the morning, work, go to Nashville. I mean, it was very tiresome schedule. That was what I did for a while in Nashville, just grinding it out. 2021, just everything was starting to ramp back up and I'm just grasping at everything I could. That went on for a while until I didn't really need to work as much. Then I started taking a little more time, playing more shows, leaning more in that direction, wound up moving again to like an hour away, just north of Nashville on 65. And, you know, it's a really beautiful area, still living there now. But I couldn't work for the construction company anymore because it was too far of a commute. It's over an hour. So I had another small job for just a little while. I was actually a pool boy. Feel free to laugh about that. It's funny. I was a pool guy. I traveled around in a little company truck and cleaned and serviced swimming pools, which, you know, a little inside sneak of a little bit more of me. I am deathly terrified of spiders for no reason at all. And I laugh at myself about it. Trust me. That was the wrong job for a guy who's afraid of spiders. You go into somebody's pool house and it's all of these, you know, these places in like Brentwood, Tennessee, and like lower Nashville and Franklin and all of these really, you know, ritzy, like big, rich houses and everything. Mm-hmm. You want to know the last time most of these people have had their pool house
cleaned,
like the service room of their pool house cleaned? Yeah, no.
Never.
No, you open the door and there is spider webs everywhere. That was a stressful job. That was more stressful than working construction for me. But worked that for a little while until I had so many gigs coming in that I didn't need a regular job anymore. And that was the goal I'd been trying so hard to get to for the longest time, was that I could solely survive on just playing music.
Wow.
I finally got to that point. You know, and of course I had some help from my family, you know, my parents as well. They've still been very active in helping me with my career. And I wouldn't even be able to have, I don't even know how I would have even gotten here if it wasn't for them just believing and helping as much as they have. But now where we're at is we're touring around. Most of our shows actually aren't even in Nashville itself because, you know, if you think about it, in Nashville, you've got Broadway, which is where most of the regular gigs happen. But most of your money that you make from playing on Broadway is actually from tips. The bars, they actually, they don't pay that much of a cover for you, or a base pay, I guess I should say. Most of it's tips.
Yeah.
I do play down there, you know, especially during the slower season, whenever I'm not on the road as much. But most gigs down in Nashville, you'll wind up getting paid better on the road than in Nashville, because there's just so many people trying to do it that this guy will play for $50, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it is what it is. Sure. I'm not dissing it or encouraging. I'm just saying that it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, so we've been getting most of our shows out on the road. I've got a girl who books for me and a few other people as well. Her name's Sarah Reed with Reed Promotion. She's actually from Pennsylvania as well. And, she moved down to Nashville to do that, to be, you know, management, A&R, booking, all of that stuff. She does a lot of radio promotion. So she's great. Longtime family friend, to be honest. And, I've been working with her for basically my entire career so far. And, she does great stuff. So she's booking me a lot of shows. We book some shows ourselves. In fact, we just got back from Arkansas a couple weeks ago, and, you know, we did, a couple of months ago, a whole New York thing where we went up into upstate. We were like not even a mile from the Canadian border multiple times.
Wow.
It was cool. Yeah. First time I've seen Canada in years, but it's been a lot, man. We've been very steadily traveling. I've got a great band full of great guys that are some of my best friends, and I couldn't ask for a better situation with those guys. I mean, they're great.
That's awesome. You're going to play a few songs live, and you flew up here from Nashville. So
I did.
The band is not with you, and your instruments aren't even with you, but you were able to borrow a very worthy guitar to use here in the studio tonight.
A very worthy guitar from a very wonderful friend. We'll get into that in a moment as well. There's a kind of a song that goes along with the story of that. I'll let you know whose guitar it is.
We can let the audience know it's a 4-time Grassy Award winner.
That's right.
Musician.
Is, that's right. Yeah. So thank you, Corey Steiner.
Yes. Thank you, Corey, for the guitar. I will return it in a little while.
we're gonna do a special Grassroots preview of a tune that's not even out and released yet. Not even recorded, right?
Not even recorded.
Called Like Coyotes Cry. Or Coyotes Cry.
Yes.
Let's listen to that and we'll talk about it coming up. It's Isaac Cole on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Think about me when I'm gone. Are you lonesome late at night? Is that why the coyotes always cry? And they all cry, ooh. They all cry, ooh. Oklahoma, are you listening? Do you hear me when I call? Are you moaning a sad old song? Is that why the wind howls through the night? And the wind cries, ooh. The wind cries, ooh. Oklahoma, are you alone? Do your winters get awfully cold? Did your pretty blues turn to gray? Do you ever sleep or just lay there and pray? And do you cry? Dogs cry. Been saving money as fast as I can. I talked to her mom and dad about her hand. Picked out a piece of land. I can't afford it yet, but I'm trying. I hate to ask you, banker man, take a chance on me and my little plan. I know my credit could use some work, but I'm no stranger to working in the rain. I can put the walls up board by board, every nail I'll hammer in myself. I can pour the concrete to city code, even hang the drywall on every single door to the place we'll raise our kids. Yeah, I know it's a risk and I get it if you say no, but I've got a pen. Could you sign my picket fence petition? Sir, I've got a real good job. I plan to work on my days off. It'll probably take a year, but by then a little won't be here. I can put the walls up board by board, every nail I'll hammer in myself. I can pour the concrete to city code, even hang the drywall on every single door to the place we'll raise our kids. Yeah, I know it's a risk and I get it if you say no, but I've got a pen. Could you sign my picket fence petition? I'm on a mission. Yeah, buddy, I'm just a man. The economy's bad and there's bills to pay, but with your help, God willing, someday I'd have put the walls up board by board, every nail I hammered in myself. I poured the concrete to city code, even hung the drywall on every single door to the place we raise our kids. It'll take a while to pay back every penny, and that piece of land is more than plenty, but I've got a pen. Could you sign my picket fence petition?
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now will be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Grassroots Show, tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Our next segment, brought to you by Bros' Superette, who are at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler, overlooking the city. They're there Tuesday through Saturday. Wow, we just heard a couple of great tunes live in the studio from our friend Isaac Cole. Let's go back to Like Coyotes Cry, though. Really neat tune that actually came out of the fact that you were in a particular location on a tour and you wrote that song, but it has a lot of different avenues that it takes the listener, because it's really a song that is open to interpretation on where you want it to go, right?
Yeah, I love songs that can be relatable to just about anything that your imagination brings it to. with that song in particular, you know, some people ask, is it about a girl? Is it about the actual state of Oklahoma? Is it about someone that reminds you of the beauty of Oklahoma? And I say, well, I mean, it's whatever that, it's whatever you want it to be about when it comes to that. I mean, to be honest with you, I went, played a show in Oklahoma, absolutely just completely fell in love with the beauty of the state, the scenery, the way of life, the people there. It's just gorgeous. And the sounds at night out in the countryside of Oklahoma, it comes to life with a completely different aura. I mean, it's beautiful in all sorts of ways. So I've got some very good friends over there. They have the Pettit Ranch, the Pettit Farm. They've got a big seed farm kind of thing. So they had this party. They had me and my band come out. And they said, well, we're definitely going to have you back. But when you come back, you've got to have a song about Oklahoma. And they wanted it to be one of my songs. They didn't want me to just play a cover song about Oklahoma, you know. So I thought maybe we'll put a little bit of love in Oklahoma. And
I like what you did there.
You know.
We're going the Luke Combs route here.
Put a little bit of love in there and make a little, you know, like an Oklahoma love song, you know.
Yeah, I like it.
And for anyone who's wondering, yes, the hunting there is amazing. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Oh, the hunting is good there. Yeah. That was one of the things I got to do while I was out there.
Maybe we want to get to Oklahoma now.
I always say I'm going to move there when I've had it with PA. I'm moving to Oklahoma.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of these days, you know, we end up being able to afford. So, you know, I tell you what, we ought to just pull some money together, man. Buy a big chunk of land. If you got a chunk of land there, you can hunt elk on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. It's great.
Then you followed up, like Coyotes Cry, with Picket Fence Petition.
I did.
An awesome melody in that, by the way. I love that song. Tell us about this.
Well, so this song is very near and dear to me. I cannot wait to get in the studio and record this, for one. Chomping at the bit. This song is actually about kind of the inner mindset struggle that I've been personally going through of, you know, in this day and age, you know, things are pretty difficult for young adults starting out in life. I mean, it always has been, but the way things are now just seems really odd and really different. Kind of an old soul, and I look back to the 90s whenever my parents were freshly married and trying to buy a house. They bought a house and a bunch of property for, you know, comparatively speaking to nowadays, not a lot of money.
I feel bad for people trying to buy homes nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, if I was to try and find something like what I grew up on, I'd be looking at, you know, over $1 million kind of thing. You know,
where are you going to get that?
Where am I going to get that, you know?
Hello, Mr. Banker.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and it also came out, of that mindset that I'm in right now where, you know, I'm going to be getting married next year. I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that connected to the guitar?
That is connected to the guitar. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of people around here know Corey Steiner, and his daughter Kendall is my fiance. And, you know, that's, I borrowed the guitar from him to do this. So thank you. but that's kind of the mindset I'm in right now is, you know, I'd love to be able to buy a home and, you know, just be the man of the house and the man of the relationship and be a provider. You know, it's kind of a natural instinct that, sure, you know, I believe that all men should have, is that instinct of protecting and providing. Mm-hmm. That was instilled in me as a child, you know, and with the challenges of that nowadays for young men and women, it's just very, very difficult, and it's proving new challenges for a new age. And I heard a story from a close friend of mine that whenever him and his wife were trying to build their house, they didn't have it. They didn't have it, and they were struggling. And they tried over 10 different banks, talking to people like, I've got these blueprints. A friend of mine gave them to me. Like, you know, blueprints are expensive. Mm-hmm. And everyone just kept shooting down his idea. He's like, we're going to build it ourselves. We got friends. We got family. They're all going to pitch in and help with the whole project. Till one person was finally like, all right, I can see it. Yeah, here you go. I'll sign that loan.
Wow.
And they did it. And then they succeeded. It wasn't easy, and it's never easy. Nothing's easy. You know, you can never be afraid of hard work. You got to work for everything.
Sure.
And it makes it more special to you when you work for it, you know? And they did it. So I took that story, and I also took the story of what I'm going through now and that mindset of where I'm at right now. And I put that passion into a song, and I also added in, you know, a little inside scoop of how that song came to be. It was all those things I was thinking about. I was actually on a plane. An Allegiant flight, actually. There was no entertainment, no Wi-Fi, no nothing. I'm just sitting there with my own thoughts. And the sound of the engines, I pulled up my phone and I just imagined the instruments playing in my head and imagined the melody in my head and just typed it out on the Notes app on my iPhone. And I was on my way to Pittsburgh to be a plus one in a wedding that Kendall was a bridesmaid in. And on that trip, I was also planning on talking to Corey and Jamie about, like, do I have your blessing kind of deal. So I was, like, stressed out about that. And I never, you know, I'm kind of a talker. I don't really plan what I'm going to say most of the time. It just kind of comes out. So I had no idea what I was even going to do. I just kind of play it by the seat of my pants, you know. And it ended up working out. But yeah. That's where that song came from. I wrote it on a flight.
Wow. Pretty special. And I marvel at that, just being able, you're hearing the melody, now you're putting words to it. But we've watched the progression of you as a musician, the thought process, the development, I mean, the maturity in the songs that we're hearing now.
Both lyrically and just your musicianship. I mean.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mind-blowing, Isaac. Seriously, when we hear the material, and at least we've gotten to see you in person now, but we marvel at that. I marvel at that when they're getting sent to me, you know, for butt-kicking country. My goodness, it just gets better and better and better. And it, you can see the progression that you're getting, and obviously that's why you've been able to do what you're doing in traveling the world now. Hopefully internationally soon, right? As Isaac Cole.
I'm hoping so, yeah. I mean, that's honestly one of my favorite parts about not even just country music, but music as a whole,
yeah.
Is the best songs are songs about real life.
Very true. Well, where can we find your music? Let the people know. How can they follow along and see where the music is taking you next?
Well, you can go to IsaacColeMusic.com and through that, you can also find all of my social media, but I try to make it easy. Any social media platform is all just Isaac Cole Music, anywhere.
And I got to say, before we wrap up here, too, is you wrote one of my favorite songs ever. Like, literally, I mean, one of my favorite songs ever in the world, and that's A Little While. And I remember on that album, you were co-writer on all of those songs, and but that was just one that you wrote all by yourself. And I tell you what, man, that is a hell of a song. It's a song I share with everybody whenever I run into them. I go, you want to know what this scene's about? There you go. Give that a listen. So, and you talk about the real life stuff, and that's really it. And, you know, you gave me a chance to open up for your CD release for that CD, too. And very grateful for that. Thank you.
Man, that was an honor for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, thank you for doing that. You know, it was always a pleasure getting to.
Greatly appreciate it.
So how long ago did you release A Little While?
Oh, my. That was back in 2021, was it?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 21, yep.
Well, yeah.
That's another one of the songs that's in regular rotation, friends, on WBUT Butt Kicking.
Everything's in pre-COVID or post-COVID, so that's post-COVID.
Yeah,
post-COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we're going to spin a couple of tunes here. You're going to do one more live, but let's jump forward to the last one. I'm going to love you. Tell us about that song.
Well, that song was written, well, it actually was started a while ago, really, and it was kind of one of those songs where you start it and you just hit a wall. And you're like, well, I got to put it away for a while. You know, I mean, it's like when you try to beat a dead horse when it comes to writing music, it just doesn't turn out good. So I've learned kind of a bit of a strategy. You start writing something, get a little bit of a block, lay it to rest for a while, come back to it when you start getting that feeling again. And that's what happened with that. I brought it to a friend of mine and we co-wrote the song, finished it out. And my band, you know, I've been working with most of the same people for 3.5 years. You know, it's they're great guys, some of my best friends. My guitar player, Andrew, and my bass player, Terrence, they are the original people that have been there from the start. Now I've got Sean on drums. I've got Ian on keys, and I've got my buddy Michael on steel guitar. And those are the newer guys to the band, but they're all amazing people. And those aren't the guys that were playing on the record, actually. It was the older group of guys, mm-hmm. two of which aren't with us anymore. They decided to go in different directions, which is cool. I'm still good friends with those guys. We got in the studio. Andrew and Terrence actually have their own studio. And we just went in there and started laying down tracks. I mean, it was just about as simple as how the guys used to do it, you know?
Yeah.
In Nashville, you know, you get your band, you go in, you just start laying down tracks to see what sticks. And that's how we recorded that song.
That's great. And we're going to have the live cut here. The vibe on this is like church-like. You know, it really is. It's called Country As It Gets. Preview that for us.
Yeah, that that song.
Eric Church, by the way.
Yeah.
If you weren't getting my reference out there.
That song kind of came out of a time where, you know, I hadn't been home. And I still call this area home. This is, you know, I get away here. I hadn't been home in a while, you know, and I was missing this area. I was missing home, hometown feel, you know, small town vibe kind of thing. And I kind of just took that feeling of wanting that simple small town vibe. And I threw that into that song, and it was a three-way write, actually, me and a couple of buddies. And one of my favorite songs to play live. So I can't wait to record that one, too. That one is in the chamber, ready to go. Awesome. It's very soon.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Isaac Cole, thanks for coming in and visiting with us tonight.
And thank you guys for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Keep up the great work, buddy. Isaac Cole tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Country As It Gets right now.
No front porch on that double wide, just a couple of dogs and some gypsy lights. He was the most popular guy from his class of 2009. Every other Saturday, you'll find him out on the lake. Just a best friend, him and a John boat, casting out a couple of lines. Man, that's as country as it gets. Country as it gets. Whoa, Lord, it don't get any better than this. Whoa, just let them bet in life's as good as it gets. That's as country as it gets. Country as it gets. Little later on off of Route 5, cans in their hands, smoke in their eyes. Buddies all around, no sense of time, and a pretty girl by his side. Got some Alabama jamming on the radio, blowing out the speakers in that old 5-0. Dancing with danger is a pretty safe bet. Should be calling it a night, we ain't calling it yet. Man, that's as country as it gets. Country as it gets. Whoa, Lord, it don't get any better than this. Whoa, this little Betty, life's as good as it gets. Man, that's as country as it gets. Get any better than this. Oh, oh, this little bit in life's as good as it gets. Whoa, Lord, it don't get any better than this.
good as it gets. Man, that's as country as it gets. Country as it gets. That's as country as it gets. Country as it gets. And our lows, broken down along the road a couple times. But your sweet heart keeps me steady in the waves. And even when my vessel breaks, you hold the line. The good Lord knows I would have gone, lost my mind. You keep me safe when the whole world drives me crazy. I can't sleep without your body next to mine. If I could create a brand new world, you know I'd revolve it around you. If there's one thing in this life that I can do, I'm gonna love you. If we're rich or if we're poor, I'll always be your troubadour, and we'll make it through. I'm gonna love you. Through valleys and over mountains, ain't no two ways about it, and that's the truth. You keep me safe when the whole world drives me crazy. I can't sleep without your body next to mine. If I could create a brand new world, you know I'd revolve it around you. If there's one thing in this life that I can do, I'm gonna love you. When we're old, we can both look back and laugh at all the time that's passed, and we're still here. You keep me sane when the whole world drives me crazy. I can't sleep without your body next to mine. If I can create a brand, one thing in this life that I can do. There's one thing in this life that I can do. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Broz's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Broz's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now we'll be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
Time. time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, on Friday, October 3rd, it's a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club. Getting underway at 6 o'clock, that's open to the public, with live music from Alyssa Hankey. And then on Saturday, October 4th, the 11th Frame Local Live Music Series kicks off for October with 7 Mile Detour. 9 o'clock showtime, no cover, with Miller Lite Specials. It's all part of Rock Done Right with Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7 at the 11th Frame at Family Bowlaway off Hanson Avenue in Butler.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We're back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions, celebrating 20 years of Shady Lady Studio, Shady Lady Productions, Shady Lady Records. And how about a fun visit tonight with Isaac Cole? What a very, very talented young man. Always great to see him performing, and honored to have him live in the studio and, hey, giving us some sneak peeks of some new material as well. Thanks again to Build the Scene, Bill Damiano, last week's guest. Bill Damiano, of course, Pennsylvania Rock Show, celebrating 21 years. And we also thank our friends at Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers. Hope you do take advantage of the opportunity to have your performances advertised on our general concert calendar. Simply email it over, bobcup@bcrnetwork.com. Welcome you to include some dates. Just give us at least a week lead time, because we do record this show ahead of time. So if you can, give us 2 weeks. Our friends at 2B's Acoustic, they send over the whole month of scheduling they have, and then send over any updates as necessary. So we welcome you to do that. Take the opportunity to let our Grassroots listeners know where you are playing. We're going to wrap up with the Borstal Boys and drive you down the rock and roll freeway and back to that late-breaking Jay Wiley tune that came out right as we were getting ready for Band Jam. And, of course, the Jay Wiley Band did a killer job out at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, but dropped a brand-new tune called Matter of Fact that was co-written and recorded with Sean McDonald at Red Medicine Studios down in Swissvale. Dave Manarek of the Clarks is on drums, Mikey O'Toole on bass, Mr. Zach Revito on slide guitar, and Don Cameron on keys. Jay Wiley, Matter of Fact, following the Borstal Boys. And we'll see you again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock for the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down, he frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the girl on there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken in a brain.
All night.
She wants a young American. This is a step and cuts his hand. Showing nothing, it swoops like a song. She cries, where are all Papa's heroes gone?
All night.
She wants a young American.
Young American, young American. She wants a young American. All night.
Well, she wants a young
Seven. Different is cool.
I always knew I was different, and now I know why.
Your rock station, 97.7.
We'll be right back.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
I rock at work, but I stream it.
Listen live to your rock station and download the app.
I have a hard time getting a station at my desk, so I go online.
977rocks.com.
If your vehicle's been damaged in an accident, call Joe Perrell Auto. They offer comprehensive collision repair services for all makes and models using state-of-the-art equipment. Their technicians are trained to handle all types of collision repair from minor to major and will get your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in no time. Satisfaction guaranteed. The team at Joe Perrell works with all major insurance companies and is committed to superior customer service. Call today, 724-287-2737, or stop by and see them at 253 Sunset Drive in Butler.
This is a power impulse meter. My monitors keep pointing to this area as a center of activity.
The best rock on the radio.
Today's modern music.
Who gave anyone permission to program modern music?
I don't think a transistor would give off the kind of airwaves I'm talking about.
Your rock station. 97.7.